listener production.
Hi there, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Weight loss giant Jenny Craig has officially folded in Australia. Its staff have been made redundant and its outlets have permanently closed their doors. Administrators have confirmed they've failed to find a buyer for the business, which went into liquidation last month. The incoming Premier has stamped his authority by announcing a cabinet shake-up. Bill Johnston has been stripped of corrective services with the portfolio handed over to Paul Papalia. Roger Cook admits it's time for new ideas to address issues at the Bankshire Hill Detention Centre.
To make sure that we can provide a fresh set of eyes and see how we can continue to move that difficult policy area forward.
New Deputy Leader Rita Saffiotti is WA's new Treasurer. She's also added tourism to her responsibilities. A Perth man has pleaded not guilty over the alleged murder of his mother. Cryptocurrency trader Andre Rebello has briefly faced court, where he's denied killing his mum, Colleen, who was found dead in her Bigden home in May of 2020. The case returns to court next month. The Reserve Bank governor has justified a series of rate hikes, which he understands is putting pressure on households. The official figure is going up by 25 basis points this month to 4.1%, the 12th increase since May last year. Philip Lowe says they've had no other choice.
If we had not tightened monetary policy, the cost of living would be higher for longer. This would hurt all Australians and the functioning of our economy. This would ultimately require even higher interest rates to get inflation to come back down again and more unemployment.
In sport, it's season over for West Coast's Nick Natanui, with scans showing he needs surgery to fix his Achilles injury. Eagles coach Adam Simpson says the ruckman has no other choice.
He was tracking okay, stagnated a little bit, and then, we had a follow-up scan recently and it looks like he's going to need surgery now. So it's time to pull the pin on the season and get that surgery that he needs. So it's a long-term one.
While Liam Duggan has been discharged from hospital after needing treatment on a toe infection, he won't line up this weekend against Adelaide.